Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to be sharing with you what to watch out for when you're hiring an agency. Let's kick it right after this intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh man, guys, we've had an incredible Monday over here. It has been just so much fun. I've been on some awesome calls. We've been putting together some killer offers and creating some strategies for some potential clients that I'm really excited about. There's some really fun industries that are coming in to our agency lately, which has been just so exciting. So one of the calls today was really enlightening because we were talking to this company that does millions of dollars per year. How many? I don't know. Their deal size ranges from $12,000 to $1 million per year. And they sometimes have multiple deals with their clients per year. But we were talking to them and they had worked with social media professionals before, or quote unquote professionals, or as Ben Settle says, gurus, and he spells it with double O's instead of a U, which I kind of think is really funny. But this guy that I'm talking to, he's telling me about this business and he built it from the ground up. And he's hired agencies before to run Google AdWords and Facebook ads and social media marketing. And when we dove into his website and into kind of like some of the back end and analytics, we quickly discovered that most of the agencies hadn't done what they were supposed to. They were missing things like basic one-on-one, like having a Facebook pixel on his website and having Google tags on his website and the Google pixel and tracking codes. It just was so crazy to us. We're like, oh my gosh, you know, and I'm going to explain that all to him on Friday. But I was just kind of thinking, like, how often people hire agencies and they just don't know how to look for benchmarks of success. And before you hire an agency, there are certain things that I highly recommend asking to prevent yourself from getting into any trouble, or even worse, to get yourself 3, 6, 12 months down the road and say like, wow, we still have no progress. I didn't know it would take this long, and have them use the cop out. Well, this is a long-term strategy, which is kind of scary. So I'm going to share with you a couple different red flags that I see with agencies that will support you. So the very first is, number one, if an agency bundles their ad spend into their monthly retainer and literally they're charging anything less than hundreds of thousands per month, run the other way. If they're charging $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 a month and they say like, oh, that includes ad spend, chances are they are not going to give you a detailed breakdown of where your ad dollars are actually going. And if you want to scale up, it becomes virtually impossible because they're literally taking from their profit margins on their retainer and putting that money towards ads, meaning if you want to scale up, they only have one choice, and that's to dip further into their profit margins. And so usually they're going to scale up minimally. So if you see that or hear that from an agency, run, don't walk. That is not a sign that you want to work with that agency. The second big thing that I see is ask them questions like, tell me a little bit about the success that you've had for other clients. And that's just an open-ended question. They can answer however they want, but if they get really weird and vague and stuff, and you're going to be dropping big cash, I would highly consider maybe not working with them. The reason being, when you're dropping big cash, those agencies should have a track record of getting results. And if they don't have results and can't share anything with you, that's not a good sign. The third big red flag that I see with agencies is when they are negotiating an equity stake in your company. I was just talking to someone who wanted to work with my agency the other day who was working with this agency, and they were charging a monthly retainer. He was paying for the ad spend and they were taking 25% of the profits, which isn't a scam, but goodness gracious, like That's a way to milk a business dry. Like, that destroys profit margins. And so if someone wants to run ads for you and they want to come in as a partner, the question you have to ask yourself is, what does this person bring in that I don't already bring? If they're one of the greats, if they're someone that has a track record of scaling millions and millions and millions of dollars, yeah, you might want to give them a percentage of your company. However, if there's a way to not do it, that's going to be the safest bet that you have. Literally, if and when I start to go into more of the performance marketing space, I'm going to give my clients the ability to buy out, because I don't want them to feel like they owe me their company forever and ever. That's a really long time. So that's another flag that I see with businesses. Another flag that I see as well is when an agency has only been working in a certain kind of space for a really long time, and they try to transition into your space, you may want to have a clause in your contract that gives you the ability to leave after 30 days. For example, if someone is transitioning industries, they've always worked in the automotive industry and suddenly they want to do your campaigns and you're in the beauty space. Yeah. Can it work? Maybe, for sure. Like, let's not be pessimistic, but at the same time, make sure that you protect your butt as well. Before you sign any contracts with an agency, I highly recommend that you bring it to an attorney to make sure it's not opening you up to liability or a lawsuit or anything that keeps you from being able to run your business profitably the way that you need to and make the tough decisions. So these are just a few of the different warning signs that I've seen. I'm sure I'll come up with some more in just like the next day or two, but I hope this serves you guys well. If you want to learn more about places that you can find reliable agencies and freelancers to work on your business, if you check out the show notes on this episode, I actually have a matchmaking program that I've been running now for almost, I think, 3.5 years, at least 3 years. And basically, I will connect you. I don't charge anything for this. I will connect you with an agency or a freelancer or even a couple so that you can find reliable, incredible people to serve you in your business who are trained in my methodologies. So I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, guys.